Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is January the 28th, 2021. It is January 28th, Monday. I keep forgetting we're in 2021. Now, I have two special guests on today, and we're going to do about 45 minutes, probably, of two programs. We're going to compare sides, see what people are out here hearing, seeing on the internet, all this garbage floating around, and we're going to try to touch in reality on this particular program to what's really going on. And with that said, I have Professor Paul on with me, Professor Joel, and I'm going to let Paul pick it up and run with it. Go ahead, Paul.
Thanks, Stu. We have listeners that are pretty sophisticated, pretty aware, pretty awake, and what the listener really wants, what we want, is the unvarnished truth. A couple of realities. One, the world runs on deception, and we are just being bombarded with disinformation, misinformation. Well, let's call it what it is. It's propaganda. Beyond that, we have a distinct disadvantage, and that is we are all debt slaves. They control the money. And some of you in the audience, I've seen the movie, It's All a Rich Man's Trick, a bunch of times. And there are forces behind the scenes that I believe are writing the script. They've got the narrative. They own every side. We know I've talked about the racetrack before, but I think it's a good metaphor. The same people that own the racetrack, now they own the weather. They own the owners who own the horses. They own the horses. They own the jockeys. They own the veterinarians. They own the odds makers. They own the trainers. They own the casino. So whatever script they write, they've got contingencies within that script. And what happens is they always win. Now, we're going to present some information that some may find encouraging and some people may find inspiring and motivating. But we believe, or I believe, and it's up to the listener, of course, to come to their own conclusions, that everyone's got to be very cautious and skeptical about the headlines. Now, the headlines are revealing. But the same people writing the stories within are also writing the headlines. And they pretty much figured out how human emotion works. And a lot of us think we're Spartacus, or we romanticize some things that, if you study history, they aren't very romantic. They're cruel, they're thorny, they're tough. With that preamble, I just want to start with you, Stu. You have some people that are fairly close to things at the top, and it may contradict what I'm trying to tell people to be cautiously skeptical that, in fact, Joe Biden is president and nothing's going to change. Now, that is my operating thesis. Maybe you should start to give us a little bit of some intelligence that suggests things are more fluid, things may not be quite as they seem. What do you got from your sources, Stu?
Well, you know, I did pick up before the inauguration, that we were under martial law. I mean, because someone called me up in the intelligence world and told me we're under red alert. That means we're under martial law. That means nuclear codes are going to ready to go. Nukes are ready to fly. Now, he said because of the treason and sedition, and they were going to shut it down. And when we saw all the power pack military surrounding the Capitol and all this other garbage, and this transfer, I'm saying to myself, we all been stooped. Now, they're still claiming that Trump's in power and all this. Now, there are people high up that are saying this, but I don't buy it. I think we're being stooged, because here's the problem. And here's where Joel comes in, and I want him to add to it. But we are under a control box and have been for thousands of years, and they're calling the fallen angels, and it's in Genesis. They were kicked out of heaven. There was a war and a battle, and 333,000 estimated third of the million fell. Now, I do know from fact, from being a political prisoner and locked up with some of the super spooks and 5,000 or 2,000 Iran Contra players and 500 federal agents who were trying to bust the same people in 1992. And because of me, they had a warrant for my arrest for a year, and then they finally caught me, held me for 2.5 months to silence me over going after the boys that control the money. And that was my ex-witch doctor's father, Leonard Milman, that took over for Meyer Lansky, the Jewish crime syndicate. Now, that crime syndicate, Milman grew it, and it was all tied up to Lucky Luciano, who died, and then Milman inherited it because he was one of the fallen angel possessed, the super spook Otis Johnson used to tell me. Whatever lived in him lived for thousands of years. Now it inhabits Larry Mizell. Well, Mizell and Brownstein are two APEC directors. They're the Jews that control America. They own Milman had created Great West Life off of Power Financial of Canada, the largest bank in Canada, and he had created Great West Life. Well, that was Western Savings that collapsed under Great West Life and all kinds of shit and fraud and all the other stuff. But I'd caused the savings and loan scandal, the HUD scandal, the Denver airport, and what they dubbed the Keating Five all back to back. And I had warrants out for my arrest for terroristic death threats and all the other shit they claimed. And then when they dismissed the charges, the honest judge that was anointed to the case after, or appointed after I screamed and yelled, the prosecutor stood up and said they had spent $750,000, and the judge screamed, case dismissed with prejudice, and he apologized, or first he screamed at the prosecutor for wasting $750,000 prosecuting an innocent man, and he dismissed and told me I should seek counsel to sue him. Now, I met all these Iran-Contra players, big time. I mean, they stuffed them in Springfield to shut them up. I met generals, colonels. I mean, I met all kinds of people. And I met, like, Ed Slade, a U.S. scientist, when I lived in Vegas. I mean, I've met a lot of people with a lot of knowledge of what the reality is. Here's the reality. There's 200,000 aliens registered with the NSA. There's 10 million cloned out of Hope, Arkansas. That's an army. And we are up against this. And these 200,000 that are registered with the NSA are occupying human beings. And I asked Otis Johnson once, I said, Otis, that means all the world leaders are possessed. He goes, no, Stu, they aren't. He says, like Donald Trump, he means well. He is not possessed, but he's up against something that he has no idea. He says, where other world leaders, he said, usually it's one of their aides, just like Trump. He's probably got an aide in there that's possessed by one of these fallen angels and giving him bad advice. Now, they're so strong, and this is reality, that my friend John Lear, his father owned Lear Jets, sold it, and in 1952 took the contract for the U.S. government to build flying saucers in secret. It's made out of Depolium. Now, that's element 118. Now, I will tell you this, that there are those Bible code freaks, and people have to understand this, that the mathematical scientists in Israel decided they were going to run the Bible, the New and Old Testament, both. And they ran it, they came up with these codes, and they found out in these codes several people popped up. I even popped up, Leonard Milman popped up, and it was strange about that cat gator, because my name, daughter's name, Bush name, was all mentioned, and reverse, all kinds of stuff. But here's the point. They found all these elements, and they're in either Psalms or Proverbs, the middle book of the Bible. And in the elements, they are up to, I think, 131 or 132, but the fallen angels are after those elements. They keep making more toys. We got invisibility. We've got space-time. We've got weather wars, HARP. We've got so many things that are from the alien technology that's destroying the planet and the human race. It's unbelievable. And now they cranked up 5G, can electrocute you. In a few years, you're dead. Your body's destroyed. Now they want to inject you with a needle that's got a DNA killer in it, or DNA changer, and what it does, it breaks down your immune system within 36 months. A scientist out of Germany examined it. By the time I got the video from a former prosecutor, it was gone. It was missing. But he explained about the chip in there, and it was an excellent piece talking about first time you go to put your card in, as Joe said. You put your card in, Joe, you remember telling me that? You're not going to be able to buy food or sell? Oh, you're going to, have you got your chip, sir? Did you get the vaccination? No. Did you get your vaccination? Yeah, but your card doesn't work too. Guess what? They swipe you right in there and it activates your chip. And it tells everything about you. Put your financial history in there. It puts your medical history in it. It's got everything, criminal history, military history, any kind of history you got, it goes in there, in that chip the first time they swipe you. That's coming, whether you know it or not. Now look at the agenda of Joe Biden. He wants 100 million people vaccinated within the first 100 days, and he intends on using the military, he says, if he has to get everybody else vaccinated by the end of the year. Hey, Joe Biden, go fuck yourself. That's not going to happen here, pal. I got a Second Amendment. Now, we are being played. I believe that Trump, because of Otis Johnson got killed, Flynn got arrested, and it was too big. And Otis went with Casey against Bush before, and it didn't happen. Now, he gets killed, and I called him up 2 months before he was dead. And he said, don't worry about Mueller, Stu. If he doesn't do his job and prosecute Hildebeest, meaning Hillary Clinton, for her fake dossier and do the right thing, he's going to find himself in a jail cell. Then one day I'm calling him 2 months later, and he's not answering. I call a cell phone. His son answers and puts the phone up to his ears as he's dying on his deathbed. Okay, he said, they stonewalled me, Stu, to death. They got me this time. I know they did. But he was working with General Flynn. 2 weeks later, General Flynn got arrested. Now, they shut that whole operation down to try to tag Hildebeest and the rest of them. Now, people like him, I don't believe there is an operation going. There's all this internet noise saying, oh, this is happening, that is happening, this little bit of piece over here and that little bit of piece over here. And there's people putting out this stuff. They're speculating. At this point, it's strictly speculation, and I'm not buying it. With that said, Joe, you want to kick in here?
Well, that's exactly right. It's because it's like in The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy and the Tin Man and the Straw Man and Toto, the little doggy, went to see The Wizard of Oz, they couldn't figure out what was going on because they couldn't see beyond the curtain. And so what we have to do is that we have to do guesstimations. Sometimes guesstimations are correct and sometimes they're not. And the one thing that I've known since knowing you for all these years, and you're talking about Otis, there is no one person that has the entire picture. It's impossible. The only person that does is God. And so even they, at the very top, have to make speculations. Maybe they did try to go off and make the arrest, but something blunted them. They couldn't accomplish it. Maybe they're going to try to take down the Hildebeest, but they were blunted and stopped. So everybody has to make some sort of speculation. You have to. There's no other way. You have to make a speculation. And sometimes you're on target and sometimes you're off. So with Otis and some of these other guys that were your main sources of information, they had to make speculations. They had to. There's no other way. Flynn has to make speculations. There's no other way. Because we have the element of free will. And one element goes after another element, and it comes out on the other end, and we have to wait and see how it plays out. Now, here's a little thing that I will add to Trump. When Trump went in to visit Obama, he was in there for an hour and a half. He came out and he looked like a hangdog. It's like somebody beat him over the head. He was distraught. What did Obama tell him? Trump, this is the reality. And I think that has something to say. So whether Trump is a player, which I think he is, I think because his entire upbringing is within these power players like that you never hear about, like Paul Singer, head of the World Jewish, I think it's the World Jewish, World European Jewish Congress, I don't know which, but these are big power players, billionaires that you never hear about. They don't want the publicity. Because what I believe is at the very top, there is a group that has been brought down through the thousands of years, these bloodline bad guys. And there is a connection between what is called The Khazarian Mafia and the Fallen Angel Alien. And in there, people like Paul Singer and some of these other guys are products of that, like the Rothschilds.
Like Melman.
So, how does it play out? I mean, how do you know? Well, you have to wait and see how things play out. That's it.
Want to add to that, Paul?
Yes, there's a whole lot going here. I just want to start off with a punchline. What is their final objective goal? And it's H+. H+ means transhumanism. Transhumanism means no longer human. And in their book, a lot of synthetic biology, all of the Grin's technologies are being employed. That would include genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things. You spoke clearly on this 5G vaccine connection. You got two right there between genetics and robotics, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, vaccines. Then you got nanotechnology. And nanotechnology is everywhere. And then you have synthetic biology. Those are the fundamental trends that are shaping today and tomorrow. And you know what? We're going to have distractions. We're going to have wars, rumors of wars, conflagrations here, there, earth changes, and so forth. But fundamental trends have been established. These people have plans upon plans, and they have put in the yards, the hours, and they've even made these plans public. So, for instance, there's a website called Strategic Intelligence, and it goes 20, 30 layers deep. So about any topic, you'll see what their plan is. And I think what stuns me continuously is how far along they are in their plan. Now, I want to pick up on what Joel was saying, and I don't think it's conjecture on his part. Trump meets with Obama, and he leaves that meeting, and the guy has lost his step. He's lost his swag. And that is because presidents really aren't in charge. They are the public face of government. But government is really controlled by people behind the scenes. And Stu, I want to pick up on what you said. This thing is 6,000 years old at least.
You know, now, I'll add to this if I may. Al Martin, you know, the Iran-Contra whistleblower, who's a good friend, he's dead now, I believe. I got him his book printed called The Conspirators. It's a good read. Here's the
Al
point.
Al Martin,
he says, Stu, there's 13 above the president. He used to tell me this, but he wouldn't tell me Leonard Milman was one of them. And then later, he made a comment, if it wasn't for you, Milman wouldn't be on the radar scope. One of the council, 13 they call him. The 13th is the double when they come together at their big parties. Now, Joe, you found out, since all this 13 stuff about the president, there's a whole layer of these 13s all around the world controlling other countries.
Yeah. 13 is a let me get this straight for everybody. There is a lot of confusion in the use of words. And this confusion leads people down rabbit holes that don't go anywhere. It's either sometimes it's intentionally done, sometimes it's not. And this is where the Bible comes in, where Paul says, we fight not against what we would call the here and now, folks, but principalities of the air, spiritual warfare, meaning in other dimensions. And so trying to figure that out without that in your, you know, without it, with, that is not in the back of your head, you become lost. So the idea is, it is the spiritual warfare that has been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And It even goes back probably further than that. So what we're doing now is we are approaching an era of where the light is going to be shown and people are going to see the inner workings of a lot of things. And so as we progress down this road of seeing things, we begin to develop our viewpoint and why things the way that they are and why we are doing things. And this gets into politics, it gets into a whole bunch of stuff. So right now, we're into an era of where it seems like there's gonna be a lot of smashing and bashing that's gonna go on, and that's what's gonna happen. There's gonna be a lot of pain that's coming our way. But as the Marine Corps says, no gain without pain. And that's it.
I want to just amplify something here, Joel. You really set it up for me to say, here's the reality. They have set up a civil war in America. And their immediate agenda, of course, is to pepper us, spray us, provide us with disinformation, misinformation about the Patriots have this plan and the generals are behind it. And they're giving us these narratives that either give us false hope or they misdirect us. The real immediate narrative of the Trump impeachment is going to be he now is a domestic terrorist. Now, I believe Trump is playing a role. I believe he was selected. I believe he was groomed. I believe he was given a script. I believe his goal is self-preservation, and he's just going to try and survive. Now, what happens with this impeachment trial is they are going to paint everyone who either supported Trump or voted for Trump or has gone on record as being in favor of conservative values or Christianity. Now, I just want to split a hair here. If you're part of the 501c3 church, you've either been sold out or you're so fake that maybe you shouldn't even be listening to this. There are real people who have the Holy Spirit within them. And that relationship with Jesus is—it's not easy. Joel mentioned that earlier. That at his death, Jesus was saying, "Hey, I feel like I've been abandoned." And so, what's going to happen here in the coming months is we are going to see a thrust, an overwhelming thrust of persecution against those who still believe in the America that used to be, the America that doesn't exist anymore. And what we are seeing is new lies for old. They use the same playbook, and anyone that studied history will recognize they use the same plays over and over and over again, and somehow, because we are so gullible and we lack discernment, we lack discrimination, we lack discipline, we lack the ability to be critical, and we always want to hope for the best and we want to deny the worst. I think what we ought to do today for closing is just say, hey, now is the time for all of us to be very awake and very aware, very skeptical, very critical of all this disinformation and misinformation we're being fed, because what we're getting is new lies for old. This is scripted. This is scripted so that we end up in a civil war, and that many, 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 maybe 100 million at least for starters, are portrayed as domestic terrorists. And of course, what do we have to do with the domestic terrorists? If you're Joey from Scranton, Joey from Delaware, and by the way, he's reading from a teleprompter. I don't even know if that guy's still real. I think a lot of these people, Joel talked about Ephesians 6, 10 through 20 earlier, and I think that's spot on. These people are inhabited. These people are possessed. I do question the humanity of a lot of these people. And that's what you're up against.
And so I think the first thing that everyone needs to know is their enemy, and their enemy is very formidable. And our only weapon is to be under God's wing and God's protection. Turn it back to you guys.
I want to add something. Here's what I believe that so many people have. They're hoping something's going to get done, hoping change. The only way you're going to get that done is you're going to have to get on your hands and knees and start talking to God and changing the way the planet is, because that's the way it is. And we're coming at a time where I don't believe in this rapture garbage. I don't believe in some of this dispensationalism that I want Joe to touch on. And I know where we're at because it came with the Nazis and the human race, and it was J.P. Morgan and Tesla, and they took it over after they created HARP and killed a couple of officers up there on Pikes Peak, and there's a movie about Tesla showing it. They moved it over to the Nazis and did the deal with the Nazis, and they had the first saucers. And Joe, I want you to touch on that and bring people to reality on what we're going to end up doing. Look, I know one day I'm dead. It's not going to be a pleasant thing. Not after the way they've been trying to toast me lately. But I guarantee you, hey, I'll be in heaven. I'm not going to hell. I've seen that ugly thing. It's called Baphomet, the gold-headed demon. I've seen it. It's been in my bedroom. And through the power of Jesus Christ and by his blood, it was cast out. Now, Joe, would you pick it up and try to bring people to reality where we're at?
Well, one of the big factors that has played in modern politics, beginning with the Reagan administration, they were infiltrated. The Republican Party was, which was the bulwark of American conservative, was infiltrated by the neocons. These are all Trotskyites, and they went into the Democratic Party, made their way over into the Republican Party, and they got Ronald Reagan elected. Now, if you want to know and meet the real Ronald Reagan and who he really was, get Kathy O'Brien's book, Transformation of America, and her encounters with Ronnie Reagan.
Now, she was a sex slave, and I've met her. I've had dinner with her, and I had dinner with Mark Phillips, and I had dinner with Ted Gunderson one time with the two of them. I used them on two separate occasions. And Mark Phillips took me off to the side while Kathy entertained Ted. And he said, Ted Gunderson's not one of us, too. I said, what are you talking about? He says, I've come to realize this son of a bitch is working for the Division Number 5 of FBI after he'd been kicked out. He's been targeting the Patriots and the whole bit. But he mentioned that to me. But, you know, Ronald Reagan had something else. I was in jail with the largest Escobar bust in U.S. history on a ship of drugs coming out of Panama, or through the Panama Canal, out of Colombia, Escobar's, their last load, and he was locked up in Denver in federal prison with me. Now, he never told me about who he was or anything, but I come back from Springfield after being analyzed, and the government said there wasn't anything the matter with me, and I shouldn't have been sent there to begin with because there was no evidence of wrongdoing. And so, anyway, after I came back, everybody knew I passed. Well, fuck. Escobar walks up to me and says, Mr. Webb, he said, Stu, I said, what's your first name? He tells me, he says, you don't know who I am, but I'm going to tell you who I am. He said, my name's such and such Escobar. I was Pablo Escobar, the drug lord of Colombian, his cousin. And I got caught with the largest load of marijuana and other stuff up in San Francisco. Daddy Bush busted us, take over our drug operation. And he says, I want you to know that. They killed my cousin. I said, no shit. He says, yeah. He said, I want to tell you something else. This Ronald Reagan cat and gator isn't so clean. He said, because I used to take the drugs to the Actors Guild in Los Angeles, and President Reagan was in charge of the Actors Guild, and he had the key to the vault for all the drugs for the actors and actresses, and we supplied those drugs. Go ahead, Paul or Joe.
Yeah, here's what I think we got to do, you guys, because I think our plan now is to do more shows more often, get them posted very quickly, rebroadcast, and then follow them up. I think what we've stated pretty clearly is that we are up against massive deception. War runs on deception, and they're writing the script, and they own basically all of the avenues to accomplish their goals. in the absence of prayer, in the absence of the intervention of God, the King of Kings, the Holy of Holy, Jesus, we are toast. And I just think it's very important now for people to be very skeptical, very cautious about the misinformation, disinformation they're fed. Yes, there are glimmers of hope. There are some encouraging signs. But maybe it was off the air, maybe it was on the air. Hey, the Revolutionary War, the real fight for America to be where we are today, was an 8-year battle, and it was ugly. And I don't know how to describe ugly for people in words that even I can adequately use that they're going to convey what we're looking at here. But I think all of the listeners, including us, the speakers here, we get a chance to come on and we pray that we give you truth and objectivity. I think we're at the point now where this whole idea that Donald Trump is still in charge and the military is controlling things, my best recommendation, anyone that thinks of Q or QAnon or Operation Trust or any of this nonsense that we've been fed for so long, and something's always going to happen, that there's a reason something can't happen, we're going to get dribble, more and more and more of this. People have to discipline themselves. They have to be skeptical. They have to be cautious. There may be a little bit of truth to some of it, but the reality is they are going to have a trial, and they're going to try to get a conviction, and then that's going to label us all domestic terrorists. Simultaneously, they've got a bunch of other agendas that include Grin's technology that eventually, and maybe sooner, maybe the next 5-6 months, by the time the vaccines and everything gets a little bit more logistically and tactically in place, they're going to try and put us all on universal basic income, which means you can't buy or sell, you can't do anything unless you go along with their agenda. And they're very far along with the agenda. So I'm closing with that. You guys maybe give me your final comments, and then we'll try and get back in tomorrow. And if we've got new intelligence, we'll certainly bring it to you.
Go ahead, Joe. Where are we at?
For those of you out there that may are lost with all of these presentations of these concepts, if you want to get a feel of what the American government is, what the French government is, what the German government is, and who these people are, the game has not changed. And the book that best describes the absolute mind control corruption of it all is Kathy O'Brien's Transformation of America. Even though many of those players are now dead and gone, they have been replaced by new players. So get you that book, and that'll help you understand.
Transformationofamerica.com. You can find it, folks.
It's an incredible read. I'll tell you what, it just every page seems to blow me away. So good recommendation. All right, guys, we're ready to just wind it up and
Joe, here's what I want people to understand. I'd like to take it to prayer. I'd like for one, the two of you to lead, but here's the point: is don't give up on hope, but don't follow. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Pray about it. You hear something? Pray about it. Check it out for yourself. But talk to God about it, because if you do that, He'll open up your eyes. Paul, you want to lead us in prayer, or Joe?
Yes. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for Stu. Thank you for Joel. Thank you for the listeners. We ask in your name that you give us the spirit of truth. And I think I speak for all of us that we want justice, but we know we need to do our part. And it starts with repentance. And repentance is a big deal, because it means that we have to look at our own lives and we have to find you and search the scriptures and make sure that we're hearing from you. That we need to repent, and we need to forgive ourselves. We need to forgive others. We also need to pray for justice. We need to pray for exposure. None of this is Stu's plan or Joel's plan or my plan or your plan or our plan. It is your plan. And God, you are the King of Kings, the Holy of Holy, and it is by the blood. your son, Jesus came to redeem us. He came so that we might have life and might have it abundantly. This world is going to be passing away. We have an existence that transcends this dimensional reality that we call Earth life. And we now need to get into your word and accept the gift of Jesus' blood, and by his stripes, that you will heal us and direct us and give us the wisdom and forgiveness we need to go forward from this minute into the next hour, into the next day, into the months ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Joe, do you have anything to say?
All right, I'm going to end this in a commentary. The commentary can also be a supplication, can be a prayer. Everybody go get the DVD called The Passion by Mel Gibson. That is the best description of the last 24 hours of Jesus the Christ's reign here on earth. Take that and take it over to Hebrews 9:13, where it states, and I'm kind of summarizing here, what did Jesus do with his blood? He took it into the holies of holies of a temple. Yes, God has his temple in heaven. Yes, Jesus took his blood into the holy of holies, and we can call upon that blood to come into our life to help us. Amen.
Amen. Said it well.
Hey, we did it in a little less than 50. Look forward to listener feedback. Stu, you do a great job of staying in touch with people. Let's talk soon. Always great to hear your voice, Joel. So nice to meet you in Phoenix. And it's too bad we don't get a fellowship more often.
Thank you both, gentlemen. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Joel. Have a good
All
day.
All right.
Take care.